Well, it's been a while since the debate over racism on college campuses has made the front pages, but the debate continues at Oxford University, where the governing body of one college is refusing to remove a statue that students say is racist, and at Amherst College, which decided last week to drop its unofficial mascot, Lord Jeff, because the real Lord Jeff, who was a British general, supported giving blankets laced with the smallpox virus to Native Americans. I spoke last week on the show with former Harvard president and Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and after we talked about the economy, I asked him about this issue.
I want to ask you one more thing. With your Harvard professor hat on, you recently told Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard that there's a creeping totalitarianism in terms of what kind of ideas are acceptable and debatable on college campus. You were referring to the recent racial tensions at universities, including this one. What do you mean by that? Are you blaming the students?
No, I'm not blaming the students at all. I'm concerned when university administrations disinvite speakers, as has taken place on a variety of campuses. I'm concerned when university administrators say that certain kinds of arguments are not acceptable. The chancellor of the University of California, for example, asked all the deans and department chairs to participate in a training program where they would be trained as part of their duties in the fact that saying that America is a land of opportunity would constitute some kind of racist slur. Now, you can debate the extent to which America is or is not a land of opportunity, but I think something is badly wrong if university leaders are telling their faculties that the assertion that meritocracy is good or the assertion that America is a land of opportunity is somehow a wrong thing to say. You know, there was a vast and broad consensus in the 1950s. It turns out now to look slightly ridiculous that communist arguments were deeply dangerous and were undermining the country. And so for the sake of what were seen as hugely important national values, those with affiliations of communism were driven off of college campuses, and communist, what was seen as possibly communist speech was suppressed. And we look back at that period as shameful, and it was. And I think the lesson is that we need to fight, deny, ridicule, protest speech that is wrong, but we need to not shut down speech. And especially our universities need to be places that are governed by the authority of ideas rather than the idea of authority.
Well, are you noticing that debate is being shut down among your own students? Does the feeling on the campus feel different right now than it has in past years?
I think there is a reluctance to get involved in debating important issues like the reform of the criminal justice system. Look, there was an episode here where the administration sent out placemats and asked every freshman to eat off of a placemat that advised them on what they should say to their parents about the issue of the United States admitting Syrian refugees. Now, I happen to be for admitting Syrian refugees, and I thought the sentiment in the placemat was right, but the ability of college freshmen to debate that proposition and to take both sides of that proposition is surely reduced when the administration of the university is putting out propaganda. To take an illustration from outside, comedians like Jerry Seinfeld are now no longer willing to accept invitations to come and make jokes at college campuses.
Thinks the audiences are too sensitive.
They think the audiences are too sensitive. Well, you know, humor is a major thing that creates greater room for thought. So, yes, I think it important respects the ability to take up certain subjects has been attenuated on college campuses. Yes, I do.
Part of my conversation with economist and former Harvard president Larry Summers, you can weigh in on this issue at our website, hereandnow.org.